أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ وعدنا موسى 40 ليلة ثم اتخذتم العجل من بعده وأنتم ظالمون. استلود سعية ويالله تعالى he commanded موسى عليه الصلاة والسلام to come to the Mount Tur for 40 days in Itikaf, and where Allah was going to give the Torah to him. But in the meantime, when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam went there, his people, Samiri, a munafiq in his ummah, he made a calf and he made them to worship this calf. And so Allah says that you did great wrong and transgressed very greatly. Allah reward the ulama, the mufassirin, they pick up a very important point here and make us aware of that point, that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam made tireless efforts his whole life. He made efforts to take the Bani Israel out of the clutches of Fir'aun and out of the worship of Fir'aun. Fir'aun who claimed, Ana Rabbukum al-A'la, I am your great God. Fir'aun who said that I will go into the skies and I will see if there is another God and then I will kill him, na'uzu billah. What a person he was, to what extent. And Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had made so much effort on the Bani Israel to take them out of this worship and the tyranny and the torture of Fir'aun. And his whole life he spent in this. And then when he had got them now right, and he was now gone to receive the Torah from Allah Ta'ala, and the seclusion, i'tikaf, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, then as we read in other ayats of the Quran where this incident is explained more in detail, Allah Ta'ala told Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, you have come here, but your people have taken this calf, the offspring of an ox, of a bull, and they have made that their God, and they are worshipping that there. And Samiri told the people that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is looking for Allah, he's gone to Mount Tur, but your Allah is here, this calf is your Allah. So how did they change so quickly? This is the point which the Mufassirin explain here, that how could they have changed so quickly? And that when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam went and meet Allah, Allah informed him, your people have already done this. When Musa alayhi salatu wasalam returned, he asked them, how come you people so quickly you turn? I made so much of effort, whole life of effort on you, and I put you on the right path, and suddenly you have changed. So the Quran Sharif, which is a living kitab and will live till the day of Qiyamah, and is applicable to all times. Yeah, at our present time also we should think that we knew what our deen was, we lived by our deen, and how suddenly we are just changing. And we are going into a different pattern of deen, into a different forms of worship. How can that be possible? How can we just change so quickly? As it comes in the hadith, we are warned that a person will be a believer in the morning and by the night he will have lost his iman. He will be a believer at night, by the morning he will have lost his iman. And the sunnahs of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the proper teachings of deen which we have been taught, which we were teaching, and then suddenly we just change over and we go into a complete different pattern. So how is this possible? This is that important point that we should pay attention for, that when so much of effort was made and our deen was given to us in its pristine purity, how did we now adulterate our deen and change it and make it into a different pattern and a different form? And when the Nabi was alive, he corrected matters again. Who is going to correct our matters? If we are not careful, we will be distancing ourselves from the whole of deen. We must not distance ourselves from Allah Ta'ala. We must not distance ourselves from Jannah. These are the things that we have been taught and brought close to. And that is the direction that we have to go to. And we must be very apprehensive and very careful of small, small things which we think are small. But afterwards they become very big. A fire starts with one spark. And if we don't kill or put off that spark, the fire will burn down that whole building. And there will be nothing left of it whatsoever. So we also, from here we learn that we should stick to our deen properly and maintain our deen. Deen is how important to us. Our akhirat is important. Our jannat is important. To save ourselves from jahannam, those are the more important things in our lives, and to acquire the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah protect us, save us, and guide us towards righteousness.